Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Gay XYZ. It's your host,
what?
Jason. What's going on, Jason?
What's going on? Let me tell you something. I am so upset right now. I am so upset.
Well, wait, we're going to talk about some other stuff, but you're talking about Trump?
Yes, I'm upset about that. We'll get into that shortly.
You are? Oh, my gosh. Why? No, I'm kidding. yeah, we'll get into that for sure. But first, I want to tell everybody some things. So GayXYZ, you're listening to GayXYZ right now. We're trying a different platform. It's the previous platform that I'd used on my show a long time ago that we're trying to see if it works a little better for us. And also, while we're doing that, we're also one short now because we – about a month ago, I guess, Christian decided he didn't want to do the show anymore. So he didn't really give us a reason. He just thought he was leaving. So now it's
he
just
pulled
a
Star Jones on us.
Exactly. And he actually literally said, after much thought and prayer, .. I mean, he said the same thing that she said when she left The View, basically. I'm like, okay, queen, whatever. Anyway, so he has exited the building. And so we're going to see how things go with just the two of us for a while, and we may bring some other people in occasionally to co-host with us, but we're just going to do us for a while. So if you want to call in, by the way, to this show, you call 646-564-9668, and you can call in.
I'm so glad you have that number because I do not see that number. I'm so glad you see it. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's different for this one, so we're doing it differently. But, yeah, so feel free to call in if you want to call in live and talk to us or anytime. So be sure also to check us out at gayxyz.com, also on Spreaker, SPREAKER.com, on blogtalkradio.com, on iTunes, and other places. So tonight we're going to talk about Donald Trump and our reaction.
And then we're going to talk about some more stuff after that.
Yes, but first let's talk about Trump and his win.
Where do I begin? Where do I begin? So, you know, when did Trump announce that he was running for president? Like 2 years ago?
It was like a year ago, I think.
Okay. So, okay, here's my thing. From the get-go, when Trump announced that he's running as president, don't shoot me in the street for this, but I was actually for it for all of like 5 minutes, right? Because I was thinking like everyone else. I was like, oh, he's a businessman. He'll get things taken care of. I was like, this is amazing. Like, I'm all for Trump. Trump 2016, right? That's it at first, right? Mm-hmm. Then, all of a sudden, this motherfucker just comes out the woodwork safe talking about we need to build a wall to keep Mexicans out and send people back. We need to do this. And, you know, the blacks live in the inner city and Muslims, you know, we need to keep Muslims out. I was like, okay, now where is all the damn racism coming from? Because I was like, Trump, I like you, but I'm like, you saying some shit is making me feel some type of way on the inside, okay? So I was like, okay. Then, he said about building a wall and, you know, people out of the country. And then, you know, back to the city. Here's what he said. always got on my nerves. He always referred to black people as the Africans. And I told you about this. He refers to us as the African Americans, or the blacks, as he would say. I don't know what it was about that, but for some reason when he added the word "the" in front of it, it sounded like I told you, made it sound like we were second class citizens. Oh, the blacks, the African Americans. He's like, you know, they all have, you know, they all live in the inner city. They all have social and economic problems. And I was like, not all minorities live in the inner city, as you call it. So, you know, I was like, okay, Trump, you really run the wrong way. So even then, I was like, this motherfucker is not going to win. Clearly, he's not going to be president of the United States. I was like, excuse me, laughed about it, you know, kikied about it, all kinds of stuff. Go vote yesterday. It wasn't that big of a turnout when I went to go vote. I was in and out in like 20 minutes, and it was kind of a convenient thing, but I was like, this is kind of a low time. But I did go in the middle of the day as well. So I was like, okay, well, maybe people are still working and they haven't come out and voted yet. Then, fast forward to last night, where my heart was just broken into a million pieces. Trump was in the lead. I was like, hey, this is good. I think for a moment Hillary was in the lead for the electoral votes.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, you know, I was like, it's going to fluctuate. Like, Trump's going to go up and Hillary's going to go up. And, like, I was like, the number's going to fluctuate until they get to 270, right? Then all of a sudden, Trump's number just kept going up, and Hillary kind of stayed for a minute. I was like, okay, wait a minute now. Wait a fucking minute. So then, you know, the numbers fluctuate some more. Sudden, I wake up, or I mean, I wake up, but I look up at my phone. It says that that Donald Trump has become the president. I nearly died. So,
yeah.
I'm still in mourning. To let you know.
I had a different kind of path to this result. I never liked Trump. I never liked him. I never liked him on The Apprentice. I never liked him before that. I always thought he was a scumbag. I didn't know how big of a scumbag he was until this election, when everything came out. You know, but I found him to be reprehensible person. And so as his time moved on and he eventually became the nominee, I was like, wow, what fucking idiots these people are voting in a man like that. And then he proceeded to show his ass every turn he could. You know, every time there was something he could say negative about a minority or someone that wasn't like him in some way or another, he said it. And he represented a faction of this country that actually had completely agreed with him about Mexicans, about blacks, about gays, about everybody, and wanting to make a them versus us type of a thing. So he polarized the country that way. So there was a them and us thing. And so he polarized, mobilized people to vote for him, especially like people in middle America, people who were out in the country, people who were not really part of the cities and the coasts and everybody in between. And the KKK and the skinheads and the people who hate gays and blacks and everybody else, people who are bigots in general, and people who just wanted to, quote unquote, make America great again, which meant to them make it as white as possible. And not beyond that, his wife, Melania, is an ex escort and an ex porn star.
And
she's a whore, yes. And she is, and also very stupid. She's not intelligent either.
Well, no. She's no. Let me repeat that. She's not a whore. She's a hoe.
She's a whore because she sold her body for money. Therefore, she's
I know.
A whore,
I just I
she's
she,
a
she
hoe.
A whore. She's
a hoe.
Because yes. A hoe is stupid than all the hoes.
Right. So she's a hoe. Anyway. So yeah, and she's now going to be the first lady of the United States of America. And anyway, so last night, you know, we get to that, and I would talk about Trump, and I was completely livid about him even being on the fucking ticket and him even being a nominee or whatever. And so when he actually became the president-elect last night, I was watching him. I watched it. We watched it till like 11 or whatever. And I knew about, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours in that she was going to lose. I was like, she's lose. She's going to lose. It's gone. She's not going to win. Because I could tell the way the stakes were going. It was going quickly. And the way things were going, she was going to lose. And then she lost Florida. I said, okay, she's definitely losing. We're done. I turned the TV off. And
Florida, I don't mean to interrupt, but Florida, I was kind of expecting it because Florida has always been an iffy kind of state. No offense to anyone who's in Florida, but, you know.
Yeah, but
Florida's
the thing
one of those...
is, 9 electoral votes, and based on the way the map was adding up, I knew she wasn't going to get enough votes if she didn't get Florida. And she was going to have to take Michigan Michigan and Wisconsin and Ohio and, I mean, all these in Pennsylvania, and she didn't take any of those. Which typically are blue states, and so she really fucking lost in the electoral side. However, she won the popular vote, which is the same thing that happened in 2004 and Bush. And so the question becomes then, I mean, is the Electoral College really necessary, and is it even doing its job in America when the Americans who vote with their votes, which is the way a democracy is supposed to work, vote for who they want to be president, and that person does not become president, but becomes president based on a technical, I don't know, system, a republican system instead of a Republican system rather than a Democratic one. Is that fair? Because really, Hillary Clinton should have been president if it was based on what the people wanted. The more than 2 million votes more than he got popular vote, and Gore should have been president.
Right.
So don't you think?
But
that's
but there's also a lot of people. But there's also a lot of people that did not go out to vote. There were a lot of undecided voters that just decided not to vote. I personally know a few, and I'm like, why the fuck would you even do that? But, you know, I personally know people that are just like, you know what, I'm just not going to vote because I really don't care for either one. And you did have quite a few across the country like that go out the same, like, you know, I don't care if people want to vote, I'm not going to vote. And in a way, I can see where they're coming from. Situation, it actually, but you know, I mean, people do what they do. You know, I looked on the screen and I was like, wait a minute, these are two fucking states to be in red now. All these states are in red, are in search of all these states. I was just like, I've been only 10 states in the blue,
right. Right.
It's like, to me, people who were against Trump prior to the election, you know, you heard about just random stories with Trump and, oh, I'm not voting for Trump. I mean, from all races, they was like, I wouldn't vote for Trump. It's like a lot of people just, what it is, but it's like on election day, people, I don't know, the people who were supporting Trump just did whatever they had to do to make sure he got in that office, and it worked. And I know the rumor was that in North Carolina, the African-American vote turnout was low. They were saying, I don't know if this is true or not, but this is according to a rumor. The rumor was that in North Carolina, which is one of, I don't think it's a battleground state, but it's more like it's a pretty important state. And they said that the African-American voter turnout was very low as compared to when President Obama was being elected,
right.
was running rather. So I don't know.
Well,
it's
well, the problem is, I mean, what I'm confused about, people, why they vote for Trump or why they would vote for Trump, you know, is that people who vote for him don't give a fuck about, anybody but themselves. They don't care how this election affects the rest of society or America. For example, gay people or black people or Hispanic people or whomever, they only care about how they themselves can make their lives easier or whatever. And I think that is abhorrent, and I think that is wrong. But I don't know if it would have made a difference if it had been Bernie, because I voted for Bernie in the primary. I voted for him because I felt like he could beat Trump, and I felt like he was as polarizing as Trump, meaning he had as many enthusiastic supporters as Trump did and had a message that people loved and liked. And then when the DNC kind of fucked him over, which they did, and sort of stole it from him, then she became the nominee. And so, of course, I put my weight behind her. But the thing is that if you are if it had been Bernie Sanders that had run, that had won the primary, according to all the stuff I've seen lately, they said that he would have beat Donald Trump. And all these people who are voting and voting with a vote, saying a protest vote or whatever, and they're saying, I'm not voting for Trump, I'm not voting for Hillary, I'm going to vote for an independent, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's so fucking stupid, because independents don't fucking matter in this election. I mean, they get like 1% of the
vote.
Yeah.
You know, and I also blame the people who also made fun of this election. I agree with you. There are two things. The people who voted Libertarian and Green Party, I looked on there, I didn't even see these motherfuckers' names on the screen, okay? So I was like, what was your whole point in voting Green Party and Libertarian Party? I need to see none of these motherfuckers' names on the screen all night, okay? So what was the point in that? And then also, I even take more offense to the people who made fun at the polls where somebody – there was a picture circulating online to where – oh, I guess they had the Scantron ballot where you circle it in. You know, you circle in whatever whoever you want to vote for. And then it had a space that said other, and you can write in what you want. Somebody put in the little dot for other, and then wrote down Hennessy. Why would you do that?
They're not taking it seriously.
I'm like, why would you do that? Like, I would have been better off if you just didn't vote. I mean, and I know that, I don't know if that's just as bad or worse. I don't know, but I feel like you took all that time to go and vote, and then you write in the fucking word Hennessy as president. It's like,
I'm taking it seriously.
I'm like, stop. I just that shit like that disgusts me. It really does.
Well, what disgusts me is that people would vote for Donald Trump when he has said all these horrible things about people. He is a xenophobic, homophobic, misogynist, racist, narcissistic egomaniac, and people still voted for him because they hated Hillary so much. Either they voted for him because they hated Hillary so much, or they voted for him because they agreed with him. And someone had said to me the other day that not everybody who voted for Trump thinks, you know, is a racist, or not everybody who voted for Trump is anti-gay or anti-this or whatever. I'm like, well, if you vote for Trump, then yeah, you are. I mean, that's the values that he represents. Therefore, that's what you believe in. That's what you voted for. You voted that into office. That's what you voted in. So,
I know gay people who voted for Trump.
Yeah, so that's fucking ridiculous, and I don't understand that at all. Except that they're just care about fiscal stuff and don't give a fuck about social stuff, which is ridiculous anyway. But the problem is he and Pence both want to repeal Obamacare, and they want to repeal the gay marriage law or whatever, where we get married and everything. And so all these people who have been married and have families and formed them and have the protection of the law, just like any other married couple have, including myself, will no longer have that if they repeal that. And people who have Obamacare, people who have pre-existing conditions, people who have lifelong illnesses that used to not be covered because of pre-existing conditions, or because they exhausted their lifetime limits on their insurance, or they couldn't get coverage at all, these people will no longer be able to do any of that either. And so you're not talking just about voting in someone because they are better to you than the other candidate, and therefore, or you hate the other candidate so much. You're talking about changing people's lives with your vote in a negative way. And if you voted for Trump, you're voting against me. You're voting against gay people. You're voting against black people. You're voting against Mexicans, the majority of them anyway, not all of them, obviously, because some voted for him. Mexicans voted for him. Black people voted for him. And gay people voted for him. And they're all fucking morons. But beyond that, they are entitled to their vote. But when you do that, you are saying you agree with what he's fucking doing. And they have fucking voted against me. So people who voted for Trump, in my opinion, are no longer friends of mine. I'm serious. And that's the reason. It's not because of a difference in opinion of party lines. It's about the fact that this man represents everything I hate. And he is hate itself incarnate, in my opinion. And he is against everything about – he's going to fuck up my life. And so you're voting for him, you're fucking up my life. So that's why I take it very personally with people. And that's why I get so upset about people like, no, just calm down. It's just an election, blah, blah, blah. Fuck you. This is my fucking life for these fucking kids. I'm serious. Fucking with my
right.
fucking
No, you're
life.
Right. No, I agree. No,
and
I agree.
Beyond
but...
all that, one more thing. Beyond all that, because of Trump and the world doesn't trust him, doesn't know what he's going to do, whatever, and because he's going to do all this shit to the economy and everything they say, people have already lost a lot of faith in our stock market and that kind of thing. If the economy tanks, my business tanks because my business is directly related to the economy, just like it did in 2008 as a result of all the stuff Bush had put in the office before Obama got in there, and whatever. But anyway, my point is that it affects me, and so it affects you too, and it affects the people who are voting for him, but they don't do a fucking thing about it. They'd rather just vote for the person he's a charismatic, or he's an outsider, and he's going to make the country great again. Well, what the fuck is he going to do to make the country great again? He's
but,
never said.
You know, well, here's the thing. He did. Well, he didn't actually, but here's another thing. I also feel like that a lot of people, in my mind, I feel like a lot of people voted for him also because he was not Washington, as I call it. He wasn't, like, when they looked at Hillary Clinton, a lot of Trump supporters looked at Hillary Clinton as Washington. But when they look at Donald Trump, they don't look at him as Washington. They look at him almost as like a breath of fresh air. He's outspoken. He's opinionated. He doesn't go by the Washington rules. And I think
that
that's another
make him
reason
a good
why.
President.
No, I agree. I agree. But to the majority. It was something that they liked. They know that he would be outspoken because if a scandal happened in Washington, they know that he's not going to be afraid to talk about it, as opposed to Washington where they try to keep everything secret. And I think
but
a lot of people like that.
All he does is fucking lie.
I agree.
I'm just saying
no,
that they make any logical sense. These people who vote for that purpose, it makes no logical sense.
No,
he's a fucking liar.
And I agree 100%, but I'm thinking that this is what they liked. They wanted someone who was different, someone who was not necessarily from a political background. They wanted someone who was brand, who was opinionated, who was not afraid to say what's on their mind. And unfortunately, as you can see, a lot of people went for it. So, I mean, I think that's what they also like. And then I was also surprised. I just found this out this morning that as far as minorities and African Americans voting for Trump, the numbers were higher than I thought. I was pretty surprised. I was like, okay. So they said, I know they said that 6% of African American men voted for Trump, and then 4% of African American women voted for Trump.
People who voted for Trump, like black people or whomever, in my opinion, they voted based on religious views or social views. It was about a reaction in a referendum on what has happened the past 8 years, gay people getting equal rights, and all this kind of stuff. And they don't like that because I'm not saying the ones that voted for him, because culturally, generally, black people are more conservative about those kinds of things. And
right.
I think that the ones that voted for him, that was the problem for them. Go ahead.
Right. And another thing is that I also did not like the fact that, like I said, Donovan and I were we were texting each other last night during the results and, as the numbers were coming in. And there was a lady on CNN, I do not know who this lady was. She was fairly young. I want to say she was probably mid to late 20s. I would say probably more like mid 20s. So the reporter asked her, so who did you vote for? And she said, I voted Trump. And he's, oh, well, what was your reason? She said, well, I think, he's, going to be a great candidate, and, he has what it takes to take our country back. I'm like, I am so sick of people saying shit to take our country back. I'm like, take our country back from what? Can you, finish the goddamn sentence? But I want someone to say that. I want them to stop it, take our country back. Take it back from what?
People will say
someone
that. People have
answer that.
I've heard seen people say it. People say from the blacks, from the Mexicans, blah, 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 the gays. I've heard people say that on TV, on CNN, and things like that that they've interviewed. She just
well,
said
I mean, it's very, very unfortunate, but it worked. Because, listen, Trump had an agenda. He had one agenda during this entire election process, And it worked. His agenda was to put fear into average white Americans to let them know that minorities are ruining the country. And he used that and took it and ran with it, and people reacted to it.
It wasn't clearly average American. It wasn't average white Americans. It was dumb fuck Americans, whatever color they
were.
Well,
you know what I mean.
Black,
but
yes, I mean, the general, most of them, yes. But I'm just saying that if you voted for Donald Trump and you're an average white American or whatever kind of American, you're an idiot because he has not got your best interest at heart at all. He has no, he doesn't give a fuck about you. Not a fuck about
but,
you.
And
so they would rather vote against their best self-interest than to vote for someone that does.
Exactly. And then the people who were undecided. They was like, well, I don't know who I'm going to vote for. I don't know who I'm going to vote for. This is like days before the election. I don't know. Just for the simple fact that you're still unsure who you're going to vote for, which means in your mind there is a slim possibility that you were willing to vote for this man, still says a lot about you.
Yes, it does.
For you to be I still don't know. I asked a coworker last week, so, you know, we were talking somewhat about politics. It's like, well, clearly I'm voting for Hillary. I cannot vote for. I said, clearly I cannot vote for Trump for all the things he said about minorities. I just can't do it. Now, I'm sure, in my mind, I would like to think Trump was just huffing and puffing just to kind of get people going. And I'm somewhere in the back of my mind, like, hopefully he'll be more kind and gentle once he gets into office, but I don't know that. This is just something that I'm thinking in the back of my head.
I'm so sick of people saying that. I'm so tired of it. Because the thing is this. Is that he is not, because when he was running, people were saying, well, I just think maybe this is just all an act, just for him to get in there, and then he's going to change, and he's going to do what he wants. Blah, blah. I'm like, maybe that's the truth, or maybe that was the truth, whatever, but I never thought that. I knew this is who he was. This is his character. It's not just this. It's a million things he's done in the past, long before he ran as president, that show his character and who he is. This is who he really is.
But even
so
prior to
say
this,
that
always
he's going to be nicer or calmer when he becomes president or whatever is not going to happen. He's going to be doing exactly the same thing he wants. Maybe he'll watch his temper more or whatever. That's one thing, temperamentally. But in general, what he actually does in action is going to be exactly the same fucking thing that he's always talked about. So
but
it's not going to change.
Here's one thing I never understood about Trump, because wasn't he always like a hardcore Democrat prior to all of this?
Yes. He was friends with Hillary Clinton and went to her daughter's wedding, and they were good friends, and he voted. He endorsed Hillary Clinton in 2000 or whatever year it was, and was going to say she would make a great president, blah, 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 this is why. And it wasn't until he became a nominee for the Republican Party a couple of years ago, you know, whatever, that he actually began to turn on her and say absolutely horrible things about her. And then all his entire platform changed completely.
Right.
Yes.
Well, just I'll just leave it at this. Done what is done. I don't even know he's going to serve for you, because he still, remember people, he still has a current child rape case going on, and I think he goes for that next month, I believe. So he has that going on.
Listen to yourself and listen to people who, listen to what you're saying, because you're saying about a president-elect that he has a child rape trial or hearing coming up. That's what you're saying about a president-elect. That means that the man who's going to be the leader of the free world may or may not have been a child rapist. And that has never happened in the past that we know of, anyway, and that has never been something we would discuss. Nor have we ever had a fucking first lady who's been a fucking porn star whore. Ho, excuse me. So, I mean, this is insanity that Americans wanted this man in the White House.
I agree. I agree 110,000%.
Doesn't that scare you to think that Americans actually believe this bullshit? And beyond that, you know, there was an article I was reading online that there was a bar in New Orleans, a gay bar in New Orleans, and all these straight people were walking by, or Trump supporters were saying, just wait now, faggots, just wait now until he becomes president. You're going to be out of here. We're going to get your fuckers out of here. And then people on a plane, one woman said on a plane that she sat next to this gay guy, and she said, I don't want to sit next to him. This was like weeks ago. Because she told the stewardess let her move, and she said, I don't want to sit next to faggots. And before she left, she said to him, she said, you know, once Trump becomes president, we're going to get rid of all you faggots. So, I mean, the hatred and the seething animosity these people have towards gay people and people of color or immigrants or whatever, all of this hatred is just been bubbling under the surface, and now it's just coming out in the open, and he is their leader. And he's the president, going to be the president of the United States of America. That is the person who's
right.
going to be president.
Right. And I also was reading online. I don't know what state this was in. I tried to find out, but I couldn't find out what state this was in. But just today, there were KKK members standing on top of a bridge, just with their signs and flags and outfits, you know, saying that they I'm assuming they were just thrilled that Trump, you know, was president. But, you know, here's what we can do. The only thing that we can do, you know, when you vote, I know a lot of people turn out for presidential elections and that type of thing, as they should, but you also have to start out in your local area. A lot of people do not turn out for local voting when it comes to, you know, city council, when it comes to aldermen, when it comes to even mayors. People don't even like to vote for their mayors in their town. Presidential election, that's a big thing, but people also need to, it also starts at home. You also have to start in your local town, in your local community, and vote for these city council people, judges, aldermen, you know,
you
all
do?
These public figures in your area, because it starts there, and it goes up to, you know,
right.
the White House, where you want to do that. But I'm just saying, there are a lot of people who do not do this. They just wait 4 years for a presidential election, and they vote. But there are a lot of people who do not vote for their own city council, aldermen, judges in their hometown.
I vote in every fucking election there is, even the local ones.
I'm glad that you do. I'm glad.
Let
me tell you something. I am not afraid to say, when I was in my late teens, early 20s, I was one of those people that only went to go vote for presidential elections every 4 years. It did not click until I turned about 23, when I realized, actually it was about 24, before I realized I need to start voting for the town that I live in. When I was 18, I only did presidential elections. At the time, I was like, every day, everybody knew my hometown. They got new with me, but that was just me being ignorant. Then when I turned 22, I voted for the presidential election. Same thing. I was like, I don't give a damn about these people in my community. They can do nothing for me. And then it seemed like I just had an epiphany and woke up one day, and I'm like, I need to start in a local hometown.
Some of that is, I mean, your point is accurate, and I agree with it. The problem with that is, though, is because we are a democratic republic and we're not a democracy here. Of those votes that you have, it don't really fucking matter in Texas if you're voting with blue until the entire state decides to elect people who are democratic or whatever. So, I mean, they matter in that sense, of course. I mean, what people put in the office, of course. But I'm saying, because we have an electoral system, college system or whatever, it doesn't really matter if the whole state, basically all my votes, all people's votes who voted for the president, if we had in Texas alone, the popular vote made Hillary president. She won the popular vote in Texas. So Texas
right.
technically go blue. It just on the electoral college side didn't, because of our representatives and everything else. So that is the issue, is, in my opinion, I mean, and a lot of people talk about abolishing the electoral college system and doing away with it. I think it's a good idea. Other people think it's not. And the reason we had it initially was because people were not that educated in like 1776 or whatever. I mean, and they were like mostly farmers and people, agrarian society. And they were all really, really far apart. You know, they didn't like couldn't like take a train or a plane somewhere. They were so far apart. So you had to have people who represent you in your vote and that kind of thing. So you had representatives, and that's why they did it that way. But now, at this time, this day and age, we have a society where we're interconnected beyond interconnected, but we don't need that anymore. We don't need representatives deciding or representing us. We can just vote directly, a pure democracy. But that's not how America's set up, so it's probably never going to happen. But I'm just saying that if it were set up as a pure democracy, Hillary Clinton would have won, and Trump would have been back to fucking New York. So,
right. But the thing is that also, I just
don't really matter. Go ahead.
Right. No, but I was also saying that these other countries, you know, they were looking at this presidential election because, let's be real, every 4 years when a presidential election comes around, it becomes an international reality show. That's exactly what it is. So, I mean, I can only imagine what these other countries are pointing and laughing, like, how can you dumb Americans vote for this man? you know,
oh,
now
shocked.
That I think about it, what was that?
They're shocked.
Well, exactly. But you know what? As much as I hate to say this, I would rather give Sarah Palin a slight pass because she somewhat came from a political background, but and she was just as dumb as kooky as anyone else. But at least she had a taste, you know, being in a political background or a political standpoint. Trump just came from out the blue, literally just announced, I'm running as president, has no political experience or anything. Here we are. That just clearly shows you, everyone, that just clearly shows you that anyone can be president. Anyone, you don't have to worry about anyone who's going to school, majoring in political science, drop that shit, because look what just happened. Y'all might as well
Not anyone can be president. That's not the truth. A woman can't be president, obviously.
Well, no, I'm sorry. Anyone who has money. That's a good way to put it that way.
I don't care if you have money. Obviously, Hillary Clinton had tons of money. She didn't make it. She can't be president. Nope. Not anyone can be president. I'm sorry. That's just not true. In this country, it's not true. And we thought that with Barack Obama becoming the first African-American president, that that would break a ceiling and that would break a breakthrough. But we've had all these white male presidents all this time out of 45 presidents. And yet we've had one black president. We've never had a female president, a gay president, an openly atheist president. We've never had a Jewish president. You know, we've never had
A Hispanic president.
Exactly. And this country is supposed to be about what? You know, diversity. And it is diverse. It's incredibly diverse, this country. Yet we're always represented by the same fucking demographic almost every time. And the one time we had someone different, they did an incredibly amazing job by most people's standards, unless you're a Republican and you just want to hate on them because you don't like black people or like Obama or whatever. But the thing is, he has done an amazing job in this country. And now we're going back to the same old bullshit. They're saying, oh, he's an outsider. It's not the establishment. We want somebody outside. He's the same fucking thing you've always fucking had before. It's just a fucking worst. He's the worst of all the fucking people you put in before, but just the worst of all the people, the racism and everything else. So now we're going to have somebody who represents everybody that hates everybody else in this country. He's not going to be united at all. He keeps saying, I want to be a president for everybody. He said, fuck you. That's bullshit. If that were true, he wouldn't try to fucking overturn gay rights and abortion and rights and women's rights or whatever. And everything else we mentioned, Obamacare, whatever, because he'd give a fuck. You know, and I wrote an article, just FYI, if anybody wants to read it, on mootmagazine.com. It's mootmagazine.com. And it's called Stay and Fight. And I basically say in that article or that commentary that I do not agree with people who say they want to flee the country and they want to move to Canada or wherever because they're so angry and upset about Trump becoming president, as I am equally.
Because
but I have
just,
to say that you got to stay and fight. Don't run away. Because
I heard all day about that. And I was just like, you're just making you're just putting favor more in their hands when you say, I'm going to move to Canada or I'm going to move to Mexico or I'm going to move to some other country. I'm like, that's what they want you to do.
Exactly.
That's what they want you to
do. Literally, that's what they want you to do. Yes, exactly. And the thing is, and I said in that article also, I said, what if people who have been great, great leaders of civil liberties and rights or whatever in this country had just instead of just staying and fighting, they went away. We didn't have JFK. We didn't have MLK. We didn't have, JFK and all these people and LBJ and all these people we've had, Harvey Milk, that have really made an incredible mark on our civil liberties and movement, moved it forward, advanced it so quickly and so fast because of them. If we hadn't had those people would have been left in the wake of nothingness and desolation, and they had no hope. These people represented hope and a beacon of light in their life and of hope in their life. So you have to, so in my opinion, whether it's just me, someone who does a small radio show and is outspoken all the time, or someone like, you know, yourself who's just going through life as well, and or if it's someone who's famous or someone who's well-known to some degree, whatever, as I said in that article, you got to use your whatever it is, your beauty, your brains, your money, your power, whatever it is you possess that can help move the advancement of people forward in this country in fighting this tyranny of this man who's going to become president. He's a tyrant, basically. Fighting that, you have to use what you've got, and you've got to stay and fight. And to let them win is a sin, in my opinion. So that's what I got to say about it, too. Oh, God, I'm tired of talking.
The only thing I can say is that, you know, I hate to say this, but pray on that. You know, just,
wait, you're
you know,
breaking up.
Sure,
what?
I can hear you just fine.
I can't hear you, but I'm telling you, it's not me, it's you. But go ahead. Go ahead. Say it again.
I don't, well, I can hear you fine, too, but I don't know. But anyway, just make sure that you are just, you know, keeping your eyes open, your ears open, making sure you are aware of what's going on and, you know, stay and fight. Don't try to go to Canada. Don't try to go to any other damn country. And just stay and fight this out. Because when you talking about even going to Canada to do, okay? So stay and fight it out.
Okay. I'm not sure what you said, but okay. I'm sure I agree with whatever you just said.
I mean, I can hear myself fine. I don't hear any static on my end, and I can hear you fine. So
back on the site, and you were like, that's how it was sounding. But I sounded fine, so I don't know. It doesn't matter. But anyway, we'll pick the next one.
Maybe it's the site. I don't know. Maybe
probably.
It's the site. I don't know. Anyway, so something.
What do you talk about?
Huh?
What else did you want to talk about?
Oh, so, well, just whatever else. So, okay. So for our listeners, as you know, we have a show called Gay XYZ, and it was originally Donovan, Christian, and Jason. Well, as we stated in the beginning of the show, we are minus one forever. Christian, much informed us out of the blue that he was going to be leaving the show. He literally pulled a Star Jones on us, okay? It was kind of out of the blue, so it took both me and Donovan, you know, by surprise.
No, it did not.
It took me by surprise. And I like Christian. I don't know if he's listening or not. If he is, that's fine. If he's not, that's fine as well. But when I found out that he was leaving, I was somewhat surprised, but I was just kind of like, I knew it was going to happen. I didn't know it was going to happen like that. I didn't know it was going to be like out the blue. But
right,
you know, I saw it coming. I know he's busy with his, you know, fashion line and everything like that. And kudos to him, you know. Because Lord knows I can't stitch.
I don't think he has a fashion line. He's just a fashion blogger, but go ahead.
Well, fashion, you know what I mean. But his career, you know, he's focusing more on his career, which is fine. I have no problem with that. But, and like I said, I like Christian, I do. But it I kind of saw it coming. I just didn't expect the way it did. But, you know, a lot of things that were going behind. There's some things going on behind the scenes that we would all mutually agree to, and then it never happened. So,
well, because
you know,
of him,
there were a few things for example, one situation where I know I'm giving y'all all the dirt on behind the scenes stuff. Hey, he's not known anymore, so you know. We can talk about it, whatever. So, a while back, I want to say close to a year ago, maybe even longer, I don't know. He had agreed that he knew a photographer that would do like headshots. Was it headshots or like promo shots for the show?
Offered to have this person take pictures of all of us as a group shot, and that being for the website and marketing and that sort of thing, right?
Right. So initially we were like, okay, that's great. You know someone, yada, yada, that's great. You know, whenever you're ready, let us know. And then at the thing, like one time follow up, and he was like, "Oh, I'm busy, so it'll be to like at the end of the month." So, you know, but once I get finished with, you know, with his bookings, then, you know, he was like, "We'll work on that." It never came around. And I was just kind of like, okay, is this going to ever happen? Because I was kind of looking forward to this.
Well, it's just that. It was a lot of things like that. And for me, the bottom line was that he, I didn't feel like he really cared or wanted to try to make the show anything more interesting or more, What?
I mean, we could tell that he was losing interest in the show.
And I was fine with that. I have no interest. I mean, it's not like I think the difference was that you and I wanted to do something. And I think initially he was the same way, but I think he just got busy and just wanted to do other things. And I'm okay with that. I don't care. And I wished him well. I'm fine with it. We didn't have any animosity or anything. But on my side, for me, this is my problem, is that, you know, I don't like people who bullshit. I don't like bullshit in general. I just like people to be direct with me and blunt, because that's how I am, and there's no misunderstanding about things. If you want to know something, how about how I feel about something, just ask me and I'll tell you the truth. However, he, when he said this, you know, he sent the email to both of us and said he was leaving, I responded and I said, okay, well, what's the real reason you're leaving? He said he wanted to focus on whatever his canned response was. And then I said, well, what's the real reason? I said, I don't want a bullshit answer, and he gave me a bullshit answer anyway. So whatever the real reason is, whether it's because of me or you or us or the show or just doesn't want to be part of it or because we're not doing anything like major with it or anything, I don't know what the real reason is, but I know the reason he gave is not the whole reason. I just know that empathically. I agree as well.
Yeah. I feel like it was the show isn't growing as
It can't grow if you're not doing anything to make it help it grow. And the problem
But what I'm saying is, okay, so for our listeners, the listeners that we have, we know it's not many, but we do have listeners. But our listeners are all organic, paid to get people to come to our site. We did not do any of that. It was really word of mouth. And
organic.
What? Hello?
I can kind of hear you. Go ahead. Every time we do a show, just the two of us, it's always something fucks up.
No, the 2 weeks ago, the two of us, it was great. I think it may be the site we're using. It may be just the site. I don't know. But
maybe.
What I was saying was, I said, you know, fuck, you made me lose my track of thought, Donovan. God damn it.
He said he felt he was losing interest and whatever.
Yeah, I felt like he was losing interest, and it felt like maybe the show wasn't going. Oh, I remember now. So what I think is we do. We're not going to help that.
I understand a word you're saying. Sorry, I just can't understand you. It's like.
It must be right then, because so if anyone is listening to live, please call 6564-9668 and just confirm that I sound okay, because according to Donovan, I like shit on
you. I already confirmed it. I told you. I went onto the site with my cell phone and muted myself and listened, and you were sounding exactly the same as you're sounding to me. It's like, you know, and I sounded okay. So I think I'm not saying it's you necessarily, but whatever's happening, it's your end of things. It's like the connection or whatever, but whatever. It's just, that's technology. Like I said, we're trying something different tonight, a different site. So
Right. We're using a different site. So it could be the site. I don't know. If I sound shitty, I apologize in advance to everyone. But
go ahead and try to make your point, though.
but what I was saying was, we have the organization, not the listeners. It was all word of mouth, like literally word of mouth and promotion on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/gayxyz. So maybe, you know, and I did notice that it's about halfway into it, he really wasn't putting in any effort. I know I started to notice a slight decline in that. So, you know, I don't know.
But I even asked him directly. Remember, I said twice or whatever directly. So when we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And, you know, you always have an excuse. So I'm busy that week or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Or, yeah, we'll do that, whatever. We never did it. So I just have a problem with people, you know, saying they're going to do this and that and then never do it. I mean, if you're not going to do it, then don't say you're going to do it, basically.
Right. Well, I mean, I wish him the best, you know, and maybe I can go to him for tips for, you know, for a Christmas party I'm going to next month. I may be like, I need your fashions. Can you help me out? I need to look gay, but not too gay. But, you know, maybe you can help me out with that. So
you should join the Trunk Club or Bombfell or something. Those are good sites you can go to and they pick out stuff for you.
Yeah, I should. I didn't even think about that. Maybe I'll try that later on this evening before I go to bed. But so right now it's going to be the two of us. We're going Donovan and myself. We're going to do this for a while and maybe have occasional co-hosts, or maybe we can have a listener to call in and co-host a show with us. That would be great. That'd probably be a lot of fun for that person. And then also, since it's two of us now instead of three, we can focus more on what we want to do, which is promoting, and we're still trying to grow. I know it's a slow process because, you know, there was three of us when one really wasn't all that interested, but we are trying to, I know that was some shade. I know it was, but we are trying to grow and go into different avenues. And because remember, I want you guys to remember also that we don't just, you know, do this show and that's it. We do have jobs as well. So, you know, it does take a little bit of time because we do work, you know, a normal job just like everyone else. So in that time when we do not do this, we are focusing on, you know, promotion for the show, trying to grow the show. I don't want to use the word grow the brand, because I don't know, that phrase just kind of irks me because everyone likes to use that now. Like, oh, we want to grow our brand. You know, I just want to say we want to grow our audience as well as promote our show. I don't want to say grow our brand because we're not even close to big to be a brand. So we are focusing on that. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, to the listeners who love Christian, you know, I'm sorry that he's gone, but, you know, that was a decision that he made, and, you know, best of luck to him. So, you know, hopefully you will continue to listen to us. But, you know, because he made that decision, we can't do anything but respect that. So, you know, it is what it is.
Before we go, I want to say that, tonight there was reportedly a gay man that was attacked by Trump supporters, or actually on election night last night. And he says that they were saying things like, "We got a new president, you fucking faggot," now. And he was beat to a pulp. He's got blood all over his face, his clothes, and his teeth, his mouth, his nose, everything. And this is the country that we are going to have now. And this is the kind of hate that's going to be applauded and going to be encouraged by our president and by his cabinet and by many people in this country. And this is something that's frightening for a lot of people. And I literally, before he even won, I said, if he wins, I literally think I need to get an arsenal of guns to protect myself when they come to take me to the gas chamber and put me in concentration camps because I'm a homosexual. And so I think that, I'm not saying it's going to go that far necessarily, but I wouldn't be surprised if it did someday. But I think that we are in a different time. We are in a different time now. It's not, no longer is it going, not now, but as soon as he becomes president, it no longer will it be the easygoing, open-minded Obama, but it will now be the tyrannical, closed-minded, bigoted Trump. And that will season everyone in this country and the way they think. And it's going to be a frightening place to live.
Listen, this is pretty much a modern-day civil rights movement. That's exactly what it is.
No, what it is reverse. It's what it's going to be. It's going to be an undoing of what we've already accomplished in the civil rights that we've accomplished. It's not going to be like we're fighting for them for the first time. It's going to be an undoing, which is even worse, because
right.
To undo
no, I understand.
have to get it back is very difficult. So it's worse. Go ahead.
No, and also another thing is that with all those states that were red, I've never seen so many red states in the United States in my life. I almost feel like what this type of scandal involved with voting, because there were several reports, the electronic booths across the country, that there was a lady, she made a video. Actually, there was quite a few people that made videos or made posts about it, where they voted Hillary. They were at the electronic booth for Hillary. The booth malfunctioned, and then their vote automatically went over to Trump. So yeah. She had to report it, and then I think she had to vote again at a booth that wasn't malfunctioning or something of nature. But if she wouldn't have said anything, vote, I mean, even though she thought she would have voted for Hillary, it would have eventually went over to Trump. And I'm thinking, did that happen? So, I mean, people have their theories and everything, but there were just way too many red states.
I wouldn't. I mean, of course he would do something like that, or his campaign people would. Of course they would. I think they, regardless of whether that happened or not, though, the people's votes, by more than 2 million people in this country, voted for her. So even if that happened and there was some voter fraud, the popular vote went to her. So even if that happened, it didn't matter. But I think that's why we have to get rid of the fucking electoral college. Your vote basically doesn't even matter that much anymore. If you're voting, it doesn't matter that much. It doesn't matter. I mean, if you vote in Texas, which always goes red since like the 50s or whatever, it's always gone red since then. If you vote in Texas, it doesn't really fucking matter, because if you're not a Republican, it's not going to matter at all. So if you vote and you want the Democrat or another candidate to win and not the Republican, you live in Texas. But if we had to get rid of the fucking electoral vote, then we would be able to, it would fucking matter. And so I think we need to get rid of it.
Maybe I should not necessarily move out of the country, but maybe just relocate to a
state,
a blue state. And then maybe I would feel better there. Maybe I should just move to California.
I thought that's
or Oregon, or Washington State, or Idaho, or New York, or Illinois.
Yes. I've thought that so many times myself. My entire life, I've said I was going to get out of this fucking state, yet I'm still here. But someday, maybe I'll leave. But if it gets bad enough, I sure as hell will. But we'll see. But anyway. All right, so that's our show for tonight. We're going to be back next Tuesday at a regular time, 9 p.m. on Tuesday, which will be the, what day will that be, the 15th? Yeah, the 15th. And
let's
just
look it up and find out. I have no idea. Next Tuesday is the 15th. Yes. also, another thing, we've done the show. We were initially going to do the show last night, but with the election coverage, we decided not to. So we did it the following day, which is today. So normally, just to let you know, we do our shows every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Central Time. This was just a one-time thing because of the election. Other than that, you will hear every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Central Time.
That's right. And you can always call in 646-564-9668. And you can also use Skype, by the way, if you want to call us for free. If you don't want to call a long-distance phone number, you can always tweet us at gayxyzshow.com or gayxyzshow, excuse me. You can also go to Facebook, gayxyzshow. You can also go to gayxyz.com to find out more about us, which I need to update, by the way. And also Spreaker, spreaker.com. You can find our show there as well. And find me at offlimitsshow.com, as well as my show, which is also on iHeartRadio. You can find me there as well. And Jason, you can tweet him at?
I'm at Jason B. Like. It's Jason underscore B, B underscore like. And be looking out for us, because we are trying to possibly work up a deal with iHeartMedia. So as soon as we get more details about that, we will definitely let you know.
Well, and we'll be back next week. We hope you have a great night, and stay gay and happy, and fuck Trump.
Right. Have a good night. Stay gay. Smile.
Bye. Good night.
Bye, everyone.